Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. We're also brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hot spot where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, we're going to return back to our sports line. Welcome for the first time to the show. We have Kelly Molnix here. She's the head coach of the Western Panther volleyball team. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And, well, I guess having 30-plus wins on the season so far, that's a pretty good season for the Western Panther volleyball squad.
We've been very successful this year. I have a great group of girls. They make it easy to go to practice every day. They're fun to be around. I just really enjoy this group.
Well, tell us about the season so far. Before we get to the girls, tell us about the season so far. 30-plus wins. I guess, what were some of the challenges that you had to overcome just to get to this point?
Well, tryouts are always tough for me. I tend to not enjoy cutting girls. So getting those done and over with was nice at the beginning of the season. We had 20 plus girls coming all summer long, just at the varsity level. Probably a good 50 some program wide, showing up consistently throughout the summer. So getting past the tryouts was tough for me because I really enjoy those girls and you get to know them, just that bonding time that you have during the summer. Sickness is always tough to deal with. We're together all the time, so when one's sick, they all seem to be sick. So yeah. We deal with that.
That's how it goes.
Luckily, we're all getting healthy right now at the right time and tell them to push their vitamin C and get lots of sleep and eat right. So all things we discuss as a team.
As far as on the court goes, which contests throughout the summer stand out the most, or throughout the season, summer? That's wishful thinking. Which contests throughout the season really stand out the most for you? Which teams gave you fits? Which ones were like, hey, our kids really rose above here?
Yeah, so we lost to Harper Creek and Marshall in league play. Those two were tough losses. We just ran out of gas with both of them. I knew we had to do a better job of getting in shape so that way set four, set five, we're ready to go in condition. We had two really good wins last week at Coldwater. We beat number one ranked team in the state, Lenawee Christian, who won states last year and are probably going to win states again this year in Division Four. We beat Mendon down there, who's ranked fourth in Division Four. So those were two really big wins. We went up to Mount Pleasant and we beat Birch Run, who was ranked sixth in the state at the time that we beat them. And then we lost to Lansing Catholic in very close matches up at Mount Pleasant, and they were also ranked in the state. So.
Right.
We're competing with those state-ranked teams and continuing to get better every day.
When you're sitting there, Western Volleyball sitting there in Division II, and when you're playing other schools that are like Division IV, state-ranked, I'm assuming then the competition is pretty close no matter what the division is when you're facing a state-ranked team. It's always tough competition.
Absolutely. Lenawee Christian is probably one of the better teams we've played all year. And it was just a back-and-forth match, and we played our best volleyball against them. So I'm looking to bring that out this week for districts.
Okay. Before we get to districts, tell me about some of the girls on the team. I always ask my first-time interviewers, my first-time coaches, to really highlight some of those that have stood out and maybe some of the seniors that have really – shown some leadership or shown some impact on your team this year?
Yeah, so we have a third-year starter, Bryn Rogers. She sets for me. She's just done a phenomenal job. She just goes out and does her job. She doesn't want any credit. She just goes out, makes everybody else look better, and just does it with such ease. And that wasn't easy for her because I completely changed her footwork her sophomore year. And she worked her butt off her sophomore, junior, and now senior year to be the best she can be for her team. And then we have Deanna Barrett, who didn't play a lot last year and stepped in. We graduated our two middle hitters last year. Deanna never played middle, and I told her over the summer, I said, "You're it," and never batted an eye. Has really impressed me with her determination to get better. She cares about the team. She wants what's best for the team. She's just a great, great girl to have around. I have Finley Elder, who is hitting outside. She's hitting like a ridiculous, like 420 on the year hitting percentage, which is phenomenal. And then I have Kata Herrick returning for the second year. She's a junior. She also does a great job. She also hits outside, just a power hitter. Working on a little bit different things with her as far as when to swing and when to tip and when to roll and find the open areas on the court. So continuing to improve.
So looking at your team as a whole, what would you say is the strongest element of your game? What are other teams preparing for to try to counter when they're facing Western Panther Volleyball? By the way, we're talking with Kelly Molnix, head coach of Western Volleyball. What's the strength of your team, Kelly?
We're fairly good defensively. We have Sydney Keller in the back row. She runs libero for me, and she does a great job of reading the ball. So defensively, we're really strong. And then I would like to think that we're very scrappy, that no ball is down until it's actually down. We've got a lot of balls up this year that other teams started celebrating, and then we miraculously got it up and over the net. And there's no quit in this team.
Those are some of the, no matter what the sport is, if you have a team that's described as scrappy, that's a fun team to watch.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, Kelly Molnix, who's the head coach of Western Volleyball, tell us about the districts coming up. You got a pretty good draw here. You got a bye, and you don't have to play to the second round, and that's a pretty late game, too. It's not until tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So, I mean, you got to feel good going into the tournament with a draw like that.
Yeah, it was great. I gave them Friday off, so they had Friday and then the whole weekend off to just kind of relax and get ready for this week. And then we had 3 days of hard practice. Today's our third day. And then myself and a group of girls actually went and watched the Three Rivers Vicksburg game last night. So we went to Parchment and watched them. So it's good to see them play live. I can watch all the film that you can watch, but to see them live is different than film. So it's good to see them live. And then we know what we need to work on today to be prepared for tomorrow.
So how do you feel about your matchup with Three Rivers? Are you feeling good about it? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? What do you have to key on to get the victory tomorrow?
So they have a very good middle hitter. So we're going to have to key on her and know where she's at. And then they have a good outside hitter who's a lefty. So just adjusting to an outside hitter on the left side and then working on our middle blocks and middle defense.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident. I feel like if we play our game, we can compete with any team in the state. But we have to be ready and we have to bring it because it's do or die time now.
Now, the top part of that District 45 bracket, I'm feeling like there's a couple teams there that you should be familiar with Marshall and with Penfield. All right, and I know every coach says it. It's a running gag here. Every coach says it. It's one game at a time, one match at a time. I get that. But I also know that you're familiar with these teams. There's a good chance you could face them in the final. What do you feel like here as far as the rest of the bracket goes?
I feel confident. Like I said, if our girls are on, we can compete with any team in the state. And I have a feeling Marshall will win that. And I know we didn't play our best when we played Marshall the first time, so I know the girls are biting at the bit to get another shot at them.
Nice. Nice. It's always nice, especially when you've already faced them a couple times during the year. Have that little sense of familiarity. A lot of times it ends up being like the rubber match coming up in the final. So,
yep.
Very cool. Very cool. What else haven't we touched on today that you feel like our listeners need to know about your team?
Oh, gosh. Just as good as they are volleyball players, they are phenomenal student athletes. Our team will be academic all-state. I have 7 seniors that'll be academic all-state through MIFCA. So as good as they are on the volleyball court, they're even better in the classroom, which is great to have as a coach because I don't have to worry about their grades. They do what they need to do in the classroom, and it's the least of my concerns.
Very good. Well, Kelly Molnix, who is the head coach of Western Volleyball, thank you so much for your time here today. We're wishing you the best of luck in the districts. Congratulations on a great season, and we'll be following. We'll be pulling for you.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is The Daily on Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio.